USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to announce he's running for president tomorrow. He'll launch his bid live on Twitter in a conversation with Elon Musk.
And it'll be the first time that something like this is happening on social media and with real-time questions and answers. Not scripted.
Musk has already stated he supports DeSantis over former President Trump. As far as the polls go, DeSantis trails Trump by a wide margin. Still no deal to raise the debt ceiling, and some Democrats say it's because House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has made too many promises to far-right Republicans.
Speaker McCarthy is beholden to the most extreme members of his conference.
House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar says the spending cuts those members are calling for are just not possible. Negotiations between the White House and McCarthy are ongoing. A second IRS whistleblower is raising concerns about how the investigation into President Biden's son Hunter is being handled. The New York Post reports the new whistleblower is a special agent in the IRS Financial Crimes Group. He claims he was ousted from the case after questioning the Department of Justice. The open border policy is front and center in Washington today.
The House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration, Integrity, Security, and Enforcement is meeting on the Hill today. The Biden Border Crisis Part 3 will examine the cause and effects of the Biden administration's open border policies. California Republican Representative Tom McClintock is leading the proceedings and fears we have allowed terrorists inside our borders.
We know that nearly 200 individuals on the terrorist watch list were apprehended by the Border Patrol in 2022 and 2023, compared to just 14 in all 4 years of the Trump administration combined. What we don't know is how many more are among the 1.5 million known gotaways.
I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There's been an unexpected jump in new home sales. Government figures show sales rose just over 4% in April. But the new home sales are only rising in the South and Midwest. Sales in the Northeast and West both fell. There are fewer HIV infections in the U.S., according to the CDC. The agency reported today that the United States saw just over 3,200 new HIV infections in 2021. It's a 12% drop from 2017. The CDC says part of the reason for the decline is that younger people, between the ages of 16 and 24, take more precautions to prevent infections. A Pennsylvania girl is doing well after being bitten by a shark along the Jersey Shore this past weekend.
15-year-old Maggie Drozdowski was surfing Sunday afternoon off Stone Harbor when the incident occurred.
My whole body was basically in the water. I was just resting, and then I felt something on my foot, and it pulled me down underwater. It didn't hurt, but it felt pressure, and I felt the teeth all around the bottom of my foot. Like, my whole foot was in its mouth.
She was left with lacerations on her left foot and calf that required 6 stitches. While the beaches are still open in Stone Harbor, officials are warning everyone to be cautious. I'm Skip Kelly.
And the NHL Western Conference Final continues tonight with the Dallas Stars playing host to the Vegas Golden Knights for Game 3. Vegas holds a 2-game-to-none lead in the best-of-7 series. Last night in the East, Florida took a commanding 3-game-to-none lead over Carolina. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.